They believed, but they didn't understand. How often are we challenged to believe something, to have faith in something without really understanding what it is that we believe in, or what it is that we trust, or what it is that we follow? I have to tell you, in my life, that happens a lot. I have come to understand that what I've been called to do in my life is to trust God, and to trust God completely. It's been a journey. It's not something that I woke up one morning, stretched, and said, okay, I've got this handled. I trust God. The disciples, Mary Magdalene, the women of Jesus' retinue, they were sad, they were broken. He told us that he would take care of us, that he would always be with us. He said, I will be with you until the end of the age. He said, don't be afraid. He said, fear not. And now he's gone. And then they go to the tomb, and he's not there. The other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. He saw and believed. Believed what? We believe with the disciple, we believe with Mary Magdalene that Jesus Christ is risen. That the prelude of Holy Thursday, that time in the upper room where he washed the feet of the disciples, that time in the upper room when he gave himself to the disciples, the bread and wine become body and blood, the same body and blood that will be on the altar today. The moment in the garden, the time with the Sanhedrin when Jesus knew that three times Peter, his beloved disciple, was going to deny him three times. I really do wonder which hurt more, the scourging or the denial. I will go anywhere with you, Jesus. I will die with you, Jesus. Peter, us, I will follow you anywhere, Jesus. I don't really want to go there. Can we negotiate? Can we talk about this a little bit? So I wonder which hurt more. Don't know. But we're here because we believe in the resurrection. We believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. There was a time when the earth stood still. The first time that happened, when Jesus Christ was born, that Christmas, the world stood still because God came to the earth, became like you and I. He's our brother because he lived on this earth. He ate and he drank and he slept and he walked and he preached and he talked and he loved and he died, just like we do. But the world stood still again at the moment of the resurrection. Because all of the angels that had been grieving for his death were able to sing, Alleluia! He is risen! And the beautiful sunrise we had this morning is no way compared to what happened that day. 10,000 suns, can you imagine that? Jesus Christ, freed from the bonds of death, triumphant over evil, triumphant and redemptive, giving us our lives back, giving us our souls and God's love in abundance. Graces upon graces upon graces. No wonder we have to take 8 days to celebrate this feast. 8 days of Easter, 8 days of being able to say, Happy Easter, hallelujah. That's how powerful this moment is. Mary Magdalene, a wonderful person. She's one of the patronesses of the Dominican Order because she was the first to announce the good news to the disciples. In the other Gospels, she runs to the disciples and she tells them, the Lord is not here, he's risen. We are called to announce that with our very lives. We are an alleluia people. And people should know that when they see us, when they interact with us, when they see how we behave, when they see how we pray, when they see how we come together as a community to be joyful, to be supportive in sadness. That's our power. Last night at the Easter Vigil, the readings that we did and the music that we had and the people who were brought into the church crossed all sorts of boundaries. There were older folks, there were younger folks, we had students, we had Koreans, we had people from Africa. What a wonderful statement about what this parish, what this Newman Center, what this community is about. That's its power. That's how we make a statement of God's love in our lives. Look at us. We are an alleluia people. Because of how we behave, how we pray, how we come together as a community. So you're here early, and so you have the rest of the day off. Did anybody get chocolate in their Easter baskets this morning? A couple people? Okay, so here's the deal. I was here early to say Mass, but I can't have any chocolate. So everybody has to have at least one piece for me today, okay? Is that okay? I know it's a tough thing to do, but you can handle it, right? We are an alleluia people. And so we say, alleluia. Alleluia.